We live during a time of major environmental extinction, primarily caused by humans. Some would deny that this is happening, but many scientists document exactly how the environment has changed in recent years. Today's scriptures speak of God's desire for people and the creatures of the earth to have life. In the gospel, a woman with a hemorrhage approaches Jesus seeking healing and life. She has exhausted her resources on many doctors who have not helped her. She's desperate. We also see in the gospel Jairus, the synagogue official, seeking life for his daughter who is at death's door. They sought restoration and fuller life, and Jesus provided that for them. He gave of himself that they might have life. Many people in the world suffer poverty while a few others have an abundance of wealth and resources. We know that half the world's wealth belongs to the top 1%, while the bottom 90% of people hold only 50% of the world's total wealth. Not only do most people not share in the world's wealth, but many go hungry and even starve. Both the disadvantaged and the wealthy desire more life, but some desire more life at the expense of others. We hear St. Paul complimenting the Corinthians on how they excelled in every respect. He challenges them, however, on the matter of equality. He asks them to share out of their abundance with those who have need, so that those who are now in need will be able to share their abundance with those generous to them. The second reading concludes, "Whoever had much did not have more, and whoever had little did not have less." Paul promotes the principle we can only have deeper life if we are willing to share what we have with others. In the Old Testament reading, we hear, "God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living, for he fashioned all things that they might have being, and the creatures of the world are wholesome." The Book of Wisdom goes on to say, "God formed people to be imperishable. The image of his own nature he made them." God does not rejoice in the destruction of life or the living. The life of humans and other creatures of the earth. Within our human-made environmental extinction, many creatures and many people will suffer death, and some will go extinct. Because we have pillaged life and marginalized the poor, we all suffer a lessening of life. This goes contrary to God's desire that all creatures might have life to the full. After all, the whole of creation is in the image of God, revealing God and glorifying God. When we allow the destruction and extinction of life, we dishonor God who made all things good. By helping others have more life, as did Jesus, the whole of creation evolves toward an ever more beautiful experience of life. Then there will be great rejoicing. Then our hearts join in praying the responsorial psalm, "You changed my mourning into dancing, O Lord, my God. Forever I will give you thanks." Pope Francis, at the end of his encyclical Laudato Si, prays, "God of love, show us our place in this world as channels of your love for all the creatures of the earth, for not one of them is forgotten in your sight. Enlighten those who possess power and money, that they may avoid the sin of indifference, that they may love the common good and advance the weak, and care for this world in which we live. The poor of the earth are crying out, O Lord, seize us with your power and light. Help us to protect all life, to prepare for a better future, for the coming of your kingdom of justice, peace, love, and beauty. Praise be to you. Amen.